for some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy.
Hypothetically, episode 15 or 16. We have a great guest, Andrea Allen. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you fat pigs. How's it going?
That's just it. Oh, yeah. We already told her about Fat Nate.
Yeah, it's great. It's really ideal.
It seems like you're really enjoying it.
No, I like it more every time when I meet a new person and the first thing you tell them is that I should be called Fat Nate. This is really exactly how I want my greetings to go.
I've actually found everyone we've told this to has been kind of delighted. Your face did the same thing. You were like,
I'm so happy right now.
Everyone likes it.
We could do questions. Yeah. What you usually do during the podcast. That'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
If Scooby-Doo dies, what dog do you replace him with? I'd pick McGruff the crime dog. Just because you could move in to, like, they could solve drug crimes rather than, like, what are just effectively not crimes, right? Like, they're not actually, like, solving who the ghost was in any situation doesn't really, like, who the fake ghost was doesn't really actually help anything. And he'd be kind of straight edge, you know? And he could bring a new thing to the...
And they'd have to go do...
Because you know how cool straight edge is.
Yeah. Well, they'd have to go do, like, all of those, like, talks at middle schools. Mm-hmm. And he would just bring all these, like, hippies. He'd be like, I'm McGruff the crime dog and this is the gang. And the teacher's like, you can't bring the gang next time. We don't like the gang.
Yeah, they are hippies, I forget. And like,
oh, they're gross.
And there's like references to them like fucking, like it's very loose Manson family-esque vibe to them. Yeah.
I think Shaggy would be especially kind of contradictory to what McGruff's trying to actually do.
Yeah.
Shaggy would kill himself. That's where we're taking this question.
Yes.
So the question is, which new dog will it be and how will they deal with Shaggy's suicide?
Do you think it would like Full Metal Jacket type thing where like McGruff is just riding Shaggy until he fucking blows his brains out?
Stop doing drugs. Clean the bathroom.
Does it have to be a cartoon dog or can it be
any?
It could be like Air Bud. They keep trying to solve crimes and Air Bud just keeps being awesome. Yeah. They're like, all right, Air Bud, that was awesome, but get back to
business.
Someone's scaring all the villagers. Just keeps playing frisbee.
Clifford's goofy as fuck, so I feel like he would slide in there pretty effortlessly in terms of like branding.
I feel like he would overshadow the fact that they solve mysteries.
Because Clifford's gigantic.
He's too big.
Or he's a great smokescreen or a distraction. Yeah.
Well, they would have to get like more intense mysteries because I feel like a giant red dog versus a guy in a
It would have
costume.
To be giant mysteries.
Yeah. Because like, it's like a ghost isn't that big of a deal when you have like a skyscraper.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it'd be like, hey, someone's haunting the hotel. And then Clifford just squishes the hotel. Yeah. Okay, well.
Effective. Yeah. Effective. Not long stories.
Like, hey, did you ever unmask who the goblin was? They're like, we killed him, most likely.
Clifford sat on him. Yeah. You guys remember Beethoven?
No, what
is that the one where the guy becomes the dog?
I know. Beethoven's like, what's the dog that rescues people and has like the little tiny thing around its neck?
But is it a St. Bernard?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a St. Bernard.
What's his like skill set other than he's just a St. Bernard?
He plays piano.
Damn it!
One of us is quicker than the other.
Did he just set the mood when they were solving mysteries or like...
Okay, so here we go. When the family of George Newton decides to adopt a cute St. Bernard puppy, the patriarch soon feels displaced by the dog. So Beethoven's like big dick energy dog.
Right.
And he's like threatening the father of these children.
Beethoven's like,
I did
hey,
not
I'm
remember
fuck
that.
Your wife.
Beethoven's like, you're fat, Nate. Like, I didn't know.
Who was the one? There was the movie where like Tim Allen, he becomes the dog, remember? His consciousness goes into the dog and then the dog's consciousness goes into him.
And
dog.
He has sex with other dogs.
And he has trouble getting his job back.
Oh my God, I googled Tim Allen dog movie, The Shaggy Dog.
Yes.
Deputy District Attorney. I'm just reading synopses for
too.
Dog movies. After taking on a case involving an animal laboratory, he becomes infected with the top secret serum that transforms him into a dog.
Oh,
and this is always what happened. It's like, it gives him perspective on the importance of family. All these fucking movies are just like, they realized what was really important. It's like, he became a dog. That's way more exciting.
But if he comes out of it, like, did you grow? He's like, yeah, I want to kill all the dogs.
Dogs are racist. Yeah, did you know this?
I would replace Scooby with one of those hero dogs from 9/11.
Oh.
Riff on that.
Yeah. If there even was a 9/11.
Yeah. These dogs that are part of the conspiracy.
Yeah. The inside job dogs. Yeah. What a, I didn't know that. Were they like getting people out or?
No, they were just finding bodies.
Just barking.
Yeah, they barked at the plane. I bet they had fun.
Great topic, Nick. I'm going to bring the liveliness to the podcast.
Do you have a more fun
yeah.
dog choice? No, it would be this one.
The Auschwitz dogs.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo would no longer be a comedy. The dogs would have PTSD and they would go way too hard when they caught the criminal.
Yeah, especially like the really black criminals.
Would, yeah, really, oh my God.
There are dogs that do that. Like mm-hmm. there's dogs that come from abusive, and animals in general come from abusive households, and like the race of their abuser is triggering to them. So there's dogs that are like, nope.
Yeah.
No black people or whatever it may be.
Yeah. I would not pick one of those dogs no. to replace Scooby-Doo.
You walking around Brooklyn gentrifying a neighborhood. Yeah. Look at my racist dog.
Yeah, the gang has to ask a lot of details about the mystery before they accept them. All right, who owns the haunted hotel? Like,
do they play basketball? Yeah.
Remember, Shaggy killed himself, so don't forget to add that to your answer.
How do you think Shaggy would kill himself? / how would you guys kill yourselves?
I think Shaggy, would he hang himself?
Oh.
No, I think he's too. I don't think he has the coordination to hang himself.
Yeah, he's a big goof. Yeah. I think he'd OD.
That was my first guess.
Because he likes drugs, right?
Yeah,
but yeah. Dog it was food. Just weed.
No, he just ate dog food.
That feels like a weed.
Did he eat dog food? Or?
All the time. They both like Scooby snacks. And he would like fight Scooby to get the. There's like one Scooby snack between him, and Shaggy would be like, I should get it. And Scooby's like, I'm a dog.
Which I think is weird because I feel like everyone's like, the talking dog is crazy. I'm like, and I think the guy that likes dog food, that like will fight animals for their food, I think that's way more weird.
Red flag, red dog. Flag. Yeah. Can I tell you guys a story that is embarrassing about me?
Yes.
Yes.
So I was at a party many years ago when I was still a drunk, and I went into the pantry. I used to do this. I would go into like people's pantries at house parties because they had good snacks. And like no one was hooking up with me. So I was like, I'm going to fucking see if they have any, you know, goldfish in this bitch. So I went to the pantry and I found beef jerky, and I was very high and I was eating the beef jerky, and then my friend like walked in on me and was like, are you reading the packaging of that? And I was like, well, fuck. And it was beef jerky for dogs, and I was like, oh, it's so crazy, oh my god, gross. And then like, you know, the party continued on and I like snuck back in. It was so dude, it was so good. Like it was like it was
better than regular beef jerky,
honestly. Yes, like it was like this was a rich house, so they had the like the wagyu whatever. Like it was fucking amazing, and my friend caught me again. She was like, okay, the first time, but you knew that this was not human beef jerky. So Shaggy's not okay as a person. No. Or he would take psychedelics and like jump off a cliff.
That's probably a good one. Yeah. I think people would find out how much dog food was in his system and they would be less sad about his suicide. They'd be like, well, you know, some people weren't meant for
it's in
this.
His blood.
Yeah.
Wait, how would you guys kill yourselves?
I think I'd be a big baby. I would take pills.
That's such a basic bitch answer. You're so pills. Pathetic.
You know that like honeycomb thing in Manhattan? Those like,
oh yeah,
they had
yeah.
to close it down because people kept jumping off of
I
it.
I know. Yeah.
And there was the one guy who jumped off of it, and I guess he brought his family. And people were like, oh, because he wanted to see them on the way down. It's like, yeah, he wanted to see their horrified
oh
faces.
Oh my god. Like, no! How much does that guy hate his wife?
I know.
Holy shit.
I'm sure he was like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be right back. But check out this honeycomb thing.
Oh my god.
They're like, it is nice. It's not nice.
Oh, that's another thing that I hadn't considered is like, you could land on someone and kill them. So.
And then you don't die because they break your fall.
Maybe get a new lease on life, though.
You're like, you know what? Suicide's not good.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
How would you kill yourself?
I would probably shoot myself. Mm. Women don't often shoot themselves or do anything that's like messy because they like are considerate of other people. But I'm like, fuck stereotypes. I'm going to blow my brains all over these fucking walls.
I'm going to take a shit on the floor and then I'm going to blow my brains.
Fuck the patriarchy. Yeah. I'm going to get paid more than any man in the world and then I'm going to blow my fucking head off.
The newspaper's not even, they're just going to be like, Andrea killed herself, and it was gross.
She was wearing a diaper.
Yeah. We didn't like it at all. You know the show, How I Met Your Mother?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they had the next one, which is How I Met Your Father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how would this one go? It's going to be called How I Met Your Son, and it's an estranged grandparent.
Okay.
How would this be? That's my question. How I Met Your Son.
This is such a bad question.
Yeah, this is so hard to follow what, I'm gonna, what you're going with.
I'm not going to stay within your parameters because this question sucks.
Right.
I'm going to say like...
And I appreciate the...
You're welcome.
Constructive criticism.
You're bad at this and yeah. should be doing it. Like maybe a pedophile telling the parent that
how
he,
I fucked your son.
How I fucked your son. And, like and I took your... How I took your son. It's like the new...
How many
working titles?
I was going to say, I don't think this would make it to syndication.
How many episodes do you think you get?
Episode one, he's just like, in the butt.
Just him like picking out different children. And he's just like, that's never. Like,
how I took your son.
How I took your son.
And then like, because like, I feel like some pedophiles, this is based only off of Criminal Minds, like those type shows, where like the pedophile like steals the child, but then like keeps them in their house and like raises them as their own child.
Yeah.
And the kids like don't leave the house ever. Like, so it could be like, ooh, this is how I raised your son in a basement.
Eventually, I traumatized him so much, I didn't even need to lock him up anymore because he wouldn't leave.
Actually, can you take him? He's really fucking annoying.
What if there was a kid who was raised by like one of those people?
Yeah.
And then as an adult, he was just like really put together. And people were like, wow, your parents must have raised you really well. He's like,
Well, there is there's the Ario Castro kids. Like not kids, but they're women now. Like they got out and one of them like has a daughter. Like I'm sure their brains are nightmares inside, but like they function in society.
Are there any of these stories where they don't fuck the kids?
I don't.
Where someone's like, did you fuck the kids? He's like, no, God, what the fuck? No.
What?
Are you kidding?
You're weird for asking me that.
Would you fuck the kids? No, I just beat them every day. God. You think they have them for a while? And then they're like, I mean, I guess I may as well fuck them. I have them.
Or like, I'm not attracted to. That's a thing. When they become too old, you're not attracted to them. And that's when you kill them.
Yeah.
Wow. This podcast is so awful and dark.
Yeah, my question was about a nice TV show spin-off.
Yeah, but you said it had to be dark. And the question
was sad.
Just sad.
Oh, that's also sad.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a different way.
Yeah.
Okay, How I Met Your Son. What pitch me a show.
You can't do pedophiles. I already did pedophiles.
Oh, true. Can't do pedophiles.
I was thinking instead of them like taking one of them and it's about them abducting them, it's like a Goldilocks thing where they're constantly trying to find just the right kid.
Oh, just the kid's not right.
That's
like,
fun.
This one's a little too tall. This one's a little too short. And then at the end, he explains to the parent why their kid was the perfect kid for him to kid.
That's adorable.
That actually would be watchable.
Adult Swim, probably.
It would be kind of avant-garde.
Everyone knows pedophile humor is avant-garde and not edgy white guy bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, so which kid is he?
Your son.
It's like The Bachelor. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Your son is the one who gets the rose.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah. In the whole story, you're like, when is he going to meet the son?
And the parents the whole time keep interrupting. They're like, where is my son? They're like,
there was a younger boy.
The year is 2000. And then he's dead in the end?
Yeah. He's not.
Yeah.
He's been dead.
Yeah, he's been dead from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's like fucking Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Where the kid was dead all along. Great piece of art.
The kid was not dead.
No, the kid was alive. Was dead. I think you misunderstood that.
Oh my God, you're right. The kid was still there.
The kid was
alive. Wow. It's been a minute.
They should make a sequel where the kid is dead.
So it's not a Sixth Sense. He's just a ghost.
It's just a bunch of ghosts being like, why doesn't anyone see us?
Why don't I just chat?
My wife keeps ignoring me. My parents don't talk to me.
They just slowly get like more and more needy for attention.
Yeah.
Hey. All right. Well, I don't feel good about that question.
You did that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, is it my turn?
It's your turn. Are you nervous?
No.
Not that you've established the quality of the show. That doesn't matter.
This is a fucking open mic.
Yeah.
No, it's really fun. You guys just are nice guys, and I don't think you're going to be like, wrong question,
what the fuck
bitch.
Is that?
Okay, so if you have the ability to give your enemies face tattoos, what would you do?
You could just do random people's names. I feel like if you get like a full first and last name on someone's
And if they don't know who it is, so they're like, what's the story with that? And they're like, I don't know. I pissed off this guy at an open mic and then I woke up with this.
And now I have Franz Ferdinand on my forehead.
Can I keep doing it? Like I give them one and I'm like, just so you know, could be more. You have like 8 names. Who are these people?
There's a comedian I really don't like, and he's like very like, he thinks he's like a philosopher. You know, those comedians who are like, it's about changing people's minds. I get like big tits right on his forehead.
The words big tits
or no, big tits?
Big tits.
Oh.
The things.
How would you know they were big? because it's
yeah, relative.
You would need more body.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe big tits on the head and then like the midsection like goes down the nose and then a pussy on the mouth.
Kind of over here.
Yeah. The okay. mouth, like the lips are around the mouth, so it's like when he opens the mouth, it's like the pussy is talking.
But I feel
Do you think he could still keep philosophizing? He'd be like, no, but it's still about changing.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
You could also, if you wanted to simplify, you could do big tits and then smaller tits.
But I feel like if you were really trying to like punish someone, you wouldn't do the tattoo all at once. Just like every day, you would do a little bit more and more. And they
they're
would
like,
at some
what's
point,
it going to be?
Yeah.
At some point, they'd figured out it's like a penis, but they're like, oh, we're only in the middle of the shaft.
It yeah.
Just every day grows a
what
little
What are the balls going to be? The balls are going to be in my mouth. I fucking know it.
And they'd be like, is it going to be a penis? I'm like, no, dude, it's not. I promise it's not
what a penis. What am I, a hack? It's 10 penises. Yeah. Yeah, penis and like Nazi symbolism are like the top life ruiners, I feel like.
Obviously, you'd prefer a penis to a swastika, right?
Yeah. Because like penis would be like you have a crazy sense of humor, whereas like the swastika is like you're not going to be fun.
Yeah. You're not probably not a good hang.
Not no, a good
you'd
hang.
You would have to change who you hang out with now to also just be people that.
Well, that's the thing. There
you'd
is
have to hang out with Nazis.
I guess they could just go to prison. I mean, they would be
pretty normal there.
Then you start giving them like BLM really nice, tattoos yeah, in like prison and ACAB.
Yeah. Bunch of like Martin Luther King quotes. Like, you're confusing. I'm going to stab you. I'm just willing tattoos on them, right? I don't have to like.
You don't have to do it. No. Okay, you have to become a tattoo artist.
Okay. It's kind of the same thing, but they all look really shitty now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I did a swastika. They're like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah.
You did a line.
Yeah, but do you think you would constantly be threatening people with it if you had that ability? I feel like I would just use it as a
that's
way
the
to
thing
get
I would have one person I would just ruin their life as an example for other
people. What's the person? Do you have the person in mind? You don't have to say their name, but like, is there a person that you dislike enough that you it's would always, use this power?
It's always people that did some little thing to me.
Yes.
That don't even know.
Yes.
They don't even know my name, and I'm like, I would ruin your face if I could.
Does that propel you forward in comedy? Like someone like spites you at slights you at an open mic and you're like, when I'm famous, you're going to ask me for a job and I'm going to be like December 2001. Are you upset that your brother is a comedy loser? Does that upset you?
No, I wish he talked about it less. And I think one day if you get better, I hope that you'll just start talking about it less and less.
No, I'll talk about it
and
more.
And that's how I'll know when you get good. When you're not, when you don't need everyone's validation and explain it.
He is good.
Yeah, he's fine. For how much he talks about it.
Fat Nate, go at him. You fucking take back the night, Fat Nate. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. You look great. Better than Nick. I'm very antagonistic. Yeah, I don't know if you're picking up on this brand. You guys both just have tattoos on your face that say cunt at the end of the thing. Like, thanks for coming over.
Yeah, like, now I know why she has that question. What are other tattoos?
Big naturals somewhere would be funny.
Big naturals.
Natural. I just think that's such a funny phrase.
Do you think they would try to like explain it, or would they just be like, I don't know? Or do you think eventually they'd be like, yeah, it's because my face is big natural.
You could always do like just Chinese or Japanese characters or something.
Yeah.
I would do both Chinese and Japanese characters. Oh, so anybody who could read it would be like, you suck.
R.I.P. Dad.
Like everyone is sad to see you.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. It's okay.
I'm sorry for your loss. Yeah. A portrait of a dead baby or a portrait of like a dead child, something like that.
How big would it be on the face?
I'm thinking forehead every time.
Yeah. Because that's the best canvas.
Yeah.
A portrait of a dead baby makes it seem like you drew an actual dead baby, not even from imagination.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
No, like I think the assumption would be this is this person's baby that died. Similar to RIP dad. I'm thinking about the bummer factor of that.
I don't think people,
I think
if you had
scared.
A picture of a dead baby, I don't think they'd be like, sorry about your dead baby. Yeah. They'd be like,
I think I'd be grossed out. And then once they told me it was their baby, I'd be really like, oh,
yeah,
I'm not talking to
it's
you anymore.
Upsetting. It's upsetting.
Well, plus people would be like, is it a sleeping baby? You'd be like, it's, no.
They would have a little arrow that points to it.
Yeah, like dead. In parentheses, yeah. It is dead.
Dead
if you
baby,
were wondering.
Not sleeping baby.
It would be a dead baby. And then under it would be like, ask me about my dead baby.
Right. Yeah.
What about like another nose? Like a nose that's over here?
That's fun. It's cute though. I feel like you could be like, oh, I'm artsy, and people might. I want life ruiners.
Right.
A second nose is not doing that.
What about a third nose? How many noses until you kill yourself? What ruins? I have so many noses, I can't live anymore.
Like a butterfly of noses. I mean, for someone who's like intelligent, I feel like a butterfly tattoo would humiliate them.
If it like, seemed like an actual tattoo they could have gotten.
Yeah, yeah, that's really bad. Yeah. Like a live, love, laugh would really destroy certain people.
Way. And like a tasteful where people
are
like,
oh God.
People are like, no, I like it. It's nice.
No. You see people trying to like do the gymnastics to not be like, what the fuck?
Oh, cool. Why did you... Very cool. Nice. I love your outlook. Would you guys rather have a nose tattooed on your face or another mouth? Or
mouth. The same for definitely you? Mouth.
I think the worst would be if you had on your eyelids tattooed of eyes. I always think that looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah, dude. And there's people that have that.
That's so unsettling. I think that's the worst body part to get re-tattooed.
What if
on.
You had a tattoo of a nose on your eye?
I think,
and they're like,
that.
Is that an eye? You're like,
it's a nose.
It's a nose. Yeah. It's
an eyeball. I'm different.
Yeah. A lot of people get the eyes.
It's actually a set of balls on each eye.
I would definitely pick a set of balls on my eye than eye on my eye.
Eye on eye is so fucked
up. Yeah, they're like eyes are closed and you're like their eyes are open and they open them again. And you're like,
you're into weird sex stuff. When I see someone with the eye, I'm like, you like to be fisted, which respect.
Do you think if someone...
Yeah, or they like to have sex from behind, you know, weird sex stuff.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Do you think if you give someone...
Not magically, missionary? What are you doing?
If someone magically tattooed eyes on your eyelids, would you have to get into weird sex stuff? Would you be like obliged to, you think?
I think people would keep offering it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They'd be like, hello, would you like to do weird sex stuff?
Yeah, I think there's certainly a look that you have to move into the weird sex community because vanilla people would be like, no, I can't introduce my boyfriend with the eyes on the eyes. No, you need like a girl who's into astrology who's also like schizophrenic. That's who you're.
You guys have seen The Matrix, right?
Wait, before you ask your question, sorry. Okay, what would happen if I peed again? Would you guys keep podcasting or would everyone
It would be markedly better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have enough of a rapport where I can leave?
Is Nathan scared? Are you scared of me, Nathan?
No.
Okay, there we go.
You haven't made eye contact once yet.
I don't make any. I make very little.
Have you noticed that? I'm sure you've sensed that.
Wow.
My brother is shy, so I am.
Now I'm going to have to make an eye contact.
You're still not doing it. You're still only looking at me.
You're going to leave and we're just going to stare directly at each other. Man, no. Do you do whatever makes you comfortable, boo-boo? Don't listen to this psycho.
I'm going to leave you guys.
Is he hurting you?
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to do the question and then not tell you what the question is. What's the question, Nathan?
You've seen The Matrix, right?
Fuck yeah. I love The Matrix. Yeah.
And you also know about that thing on Reddit, like red pilling people.
Okay. So is red pilling, I do know that it's like getting people into conspiracies, right? Like showing them something that like is going to shift their whole paradigm. Is that what it is?
Yeah. But it's kind of more specifically like just intense incel men's rights stuff.
Ooh. Yeah. Fun twist.
So my question is just, do you think that movie would have been better if when Leo took the red pill and like realized it was all a thing, if it also red pilled him in like the Reddit way? Figuring out like once he realized that women were evil, he bent spoons in his mind and shit.
The Oracle's a bitch.
He just slowly, and throughout the movie, it's not all at once, but just slowly he becomes more men's rightsy. And
there's like breadcrumbs where it's like, that was kind of a weird thing that you just said.
Yeah. And at first he's fighting the machines, but then he's just fighting women. And you're like, I don't really know if I'm on a team anymore.
I think Neo just hit a lady. I mean, the women in that movie are like pretty androgynous and kind of mask, so like it could go the angle of like women aren't even feminine anymore, like that could be who's the guy that betrays them, who like teams up with the Joe Manchin.
No, we're talking about The Matrix,
not talking about the current political
entity. Do you want to know the question?
Let's
see if you can get in. So that guy that like snitches on them, he wants to go back into the Matrix. Maybe that guy is the one who's like, women look, you know, feminine in the Matrix. Like, he's like, it's a lot of the red dress lady and not a whole lot of this fucking short hair, real domineering. And then Neo would finally be like, you're making a lot of good points, man.
I think it would be really confusing because some of the people, like, I don't know, who is the person's name? There was a lady that was the other, like, not main character, but like kind of side.
You shouldn't call women side characters.
No, there because
there are all these main side chicks in the Matrix.
Yeah, but there was, I think,
you know, the
one
from the Matrix that you'd fuck but not call.
I think those characters would be the most confusing. And then, do you think if you were the main guy who gave the pills out, would you tell them that this is
Morpheus?
Yeah, if you were Morpheus, would you tell them that like this is going to make you really men's rightsy, or would you just kind of hide?
Okay,
that?
Is the question that when you take the red pill, you are red pills?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's pretty fun.
It is
fun. A fun question. At the beginning, there'd be all this Jordan Peterson in the background that nobody was watching, and then at the end, he's He's like, shut up. Hold on.
He's making some great points.
He's really, yeah.
There's just Joe Rogan. They're just on Joe Rogan. Yeah, I'm trying
to
think.
Instead of that, you know the guy, he's like the computer, the guy in the glasses and the suit. And everyone Smith. Keeps becoming
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just be Joe Rogan. Everyone keeps becoming Joe Rogan.
That would be great. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to look up the female Matrix characters.
Oh, yeah. I don't
Oh, you don't know it either? It's pretty fucked that you guys don't know the name, though.
Oh, I mean.
I know every woman's name.
Oh, really?
Do you know every woman's name?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize people cared. I thought the Matrix was just that backwards dodging bullets thing. I thought that's why people liked it.
There's so much more to it.
I think it's just that.
What? Like,
that's a cool way to dodge bullets.
It's a cultural moment. Yeah. Switch is the very androgynous short hair character, and she dies. Okay.
But like, they would be the most confusing because they are also taking the red pill and slowly.
Yeah, you're right. Righty, like self hating. Mm-hmm. How self hating?
Yeah, they're just like, I don't look good.
Switch starts like getting hair extensions and like a boob job.
Someone should do these dishes.
Yeah, you know what? Women are annoying.
Yeah. Is that my voice?
And I think Morpheus would have a problem because he would be explaining how the red pill works, and they're like, I mean, I don't want to stay in a video game forever, but I don't want to get into that stuff.
Yeah, he would start talking about like how paternity court is fucked up, and then he gets into his own divorce. Like, this bitch, I miss my kids. And you're like, all right.
This got a little too far.
Yeah.
I bet you there must be people who get like in men's rights circles because they feel alienated in life, and then they're like, oh shit, I didn't know I was in this.
I think it's a mix of angry men who are sincerely like sexist and stuff, and then like high school boys who are awkward.
Do you think that's who the new group would be?
Like young teens?
Yeah, it's just it's like Neo and then a bunch of young teens and divorced dads who are the ones fighting the
just
machines.
So horny. We have to escape the Matrix. And like, or, you know, we could just talk to some girls or whatever. Either is fine. What if there was a mating season for humans? What season would that be? How do you think Fat Nate would do? I think he'd get hit by a car.
That's rude. He would do
like
better.
Like a deer.
Wait, am I like... I'm still me, though.
Yeah, but now you're chasing around all these does.
Doe as in women or doe as in female deers?
However you feel...
Whatever speaks to you. We're about to learn a lot about you if you go deer. Yeah.
Am I so
shiny.
Yeah. Am I still like, if there was like a mating season for people, would you still be horny? Would you just be really horny for like most of the time, and then there's like a few months where you're like kind of chill about it? Or,
oh, I'm sorry, you're also a deer.
Oh, yeah. I'm a deer.
You're a
deer.
Well,
now there's so many different things going on here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not a deer.
I'm not a deer.
I'm a deer.
You're so it's
a deer
hunting women.
And you're not a deer. And this is our podcast.
We're getting sexually assaulted by animals, is what you're saying.
Well, just deer.
Just deer.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen deer? They're huge. I don't know if you've seen one in the flesh.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Your questions always have like 17 parts and none of them make sense.
Why did you ask what season would be human mating season if I'm a deer?
Yeah.
Why does that even fucking matter?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're a deer watching all these horny humans like Jesus. Yeah.
I don't do their mating season.
You're not a deer.
Pick a lane, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a person.
All right. Okay, it's human mating season, but there are no deer.
Okay.
I'll be a deer.
Deer have been extinct, so also incorporate that.
Okay.
Wait, could I?
We fucked them to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're moving on to human. Deer was our original preference, but now that we don't have them anymore, we're back to humans.
Yeah. Wait. But the rabbit, no, wait, what a deer eat? Grass? There's grass. A lot of wild grasses that have really come up because there's no deer.
Okay.
Also, human mating season.
And that's where you hide.
You can try.
Yeah.
I'll be a deer if I get to not be Fat Nate anymore. Like if it was Nathan,
Fat deer, Nate.
I'm not going to take that. It'd be regular Nathan, but a deer. In this situation, I'll do it.
Okay.
That's the trade.
Wow. This like really bothers you and he just keeps doing it.
Yeah, he's not going to stop.
No, he's not going to stop.
No, I thought the worst part was the last guest we had on. I made them say it because I thought it was weird that one of our guests didn't.
He wouldn't say it. Like, call him Fat Nate. He's like, no.
Who's your last guest?
Zach Russell.
Yeah.
What a nice person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't. I said it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I, like before in the pod, I was like, hey.
She thought of it independently.
I was like,
did people call you Fat Nate?
Welcome to my apartment, pig. Okay. So what's the question?
Oh, right. Okay. So we'll do it in parts.
Okay.
Forget all the deer stuff, but
remember
put a pin
deer.
In it.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
So. It's just there's a human mating season.
Okay.
What season would it be?
Yes.
How would you do? Is Nathan getting hit by a car? I mean, it could be the spring, but there's allergies.
I don't think it'd be the spring.
It wouldn't be the spring. That's too hack. Okay. Yeah. I will start.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah. Don't be hack. I think that it would be winter, actually, because I know I'm from Canada, so that's when it lights my fire. No, but because, like, you know, it's boring. Winter's boring. You can't, like, go out and do anything. So just, like, find a bunch of people to fuck. Just, like, move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're wearing all these layers, and it's going to take so long to just get, you have to just spend like 10 minutes on dress. I think it would be summer just because people are wearing less, they're going out more.
But isn't winter cuffing season though? And is mating not cuffing?
I think it's more everyone is.
Are you talking
so
about like rampant
horny.
Sex?
Rampant
than
sex.
Summer.
Yeah.
Than summer.
Yeah.
And also, hot girl summer, white boy summer. It's summer's like there's less clothes. So that's mm-hmm. when it's
yeah,
popping off.
I'm saying, yeah. But also, there's right. different reproductive strategies. You know,
oh,
you guys
that
are thinking,
is men's rights right there.
Yeah, you guys are thinking like, oh, men just chase around women. But it could be that as a man, you go find other men and you headbutt them until you're the only one left.
Oh, so through murder, you get laid.
That's like a reproductive. Like, you can either try to seduce the women or you can intimidate the men by headbutting them with your superior head. So,
and here we are again.
So, yeah. No, but seriously, the paternity court is pretty funny. In all seriousness, if we can just chill for a second.
I mean, this is a different question to me because traditionally women are being pursued. So, like, I would just have to chill. Just let open mic comedians just run me to the ground.
I think female deer would be offended if you called it mating season. They'd be like, that is not how I see
it. Yeah, it's called fucking try not to die.
I do not like it.
It's rape o'clock is what it is.
Rape season.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much rape in nature, like cats, dicks, like spiral or something so that like the woman can't shake them off.
I think there's the odd thing is the in nature is like
consensual. I know.
That's the weird thing. Rape is very normal for every species, but like us and dolphins.
We're like, look at these penguins being woke with one another. They're like gay and they're monogamous. Like, yeah, there's certain animals.
But they can't fly.
And that's
which is pretty gay.
And they and they are fat. I'm looking right at you. Okay.
What if the gay penguins were all really in shape?
They had like the dick lines.
Yeah. They see the other straight penguins, like, geez.
It's like you're a fucking mess, dude. Okay, so we've established that it's summer, that this is going down. And then the second question was deer was what you were saying?
Would Nathan get hit by a car?
Would Nathan get hit by a car? Going to hit Nathan with your car? Yeah. Is
Ooh,
a more direct question.
Would, but you were talking about how men would get competitive. Would men just start killing each other? Like,
yes.
Some purge for a much more rapey purge for like 3 months?
It'd be a rapey purge, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like for months on end.
Are we assuming that the purge is not rapey?
It's less. They don't show as much.
Yeah,
they kind of imply it a lot. It's pretty rapey.
Yeah, it's pretty rapey. Yeah. Anytime violence is coming in, rape is coming in too. You know, birds of a feather. But I feel like the purge objective is to kill people versus this objective is to nut a lot.
Okay, so it's summer and now Nathan's a deer. How does this change things?
Is Nathan trying to have sex with human females or other deer?
Am I still dating
like
my
question
current
for Nathan.
Girlfriend? Yeah.
Like, I feel like you and your girlfriend would have trouble if you were a deer.
If you were a deer.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of
because of like religious issues.
Yeah, pretty religious. It would be kind of complicated.
Like, you can't be a deer. Yeah. Well, I'm a deer.
What would Jesus say?
I don't think.
No, she's Muslim.
She's
so.
Muslim.
Oh, wow. Excuse me. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Egg on my face.
Yeah, so she's like, doesn't give a fuck what Jesus would say.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Well, they still care about Jesus. He's just like, he got like an honorable mention in the Quran, but he didn't get like
he's not that top billing. Mm-mm, yeah, he's not the headliner.
He's like a side guy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Muhammad, right? Is that the main Muhammad. Dude? Yeah.
But I don't think Muhammad was super into fucking deer, so I don't think it would go that great.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it aligns with the Quran.
So you break up with your girl. Well, she breaks up with you. You're alone.
Yeah.
You're a deer.
Yeah,
it's human mating season.
I think it'd be easier. I think humans would be trying to kill each other. There wouldn't be a lot. There wouldn't be any humans going out in the wilderness.
Right, all the women would be like, yo, these guys are trying to kill each other. I haven't had a date in forever. And you're like, hey, deer. What do you think about deer? See these antlers?
Have you ever been with a deer? I mean, if there's an animal, my question to you guys is, what animal would you fuck?
Horse.
Right away. Wow. I didn't even,
I mean, yeah, right. It's, yeah, that's the.
But then you'll die. If you fuck a horse, they will rupture your insides.
No, you fuck them.
Yeah,
you fuck them.
Yeah.
You think you can handle the majesty of a horse?
I don't think I could.
That's insanely confident what you just said.
That's what I, that's
let's be honest and say Chihuahua.
Wow. Oh, man.
What position would you fuck up? Because the most obvious one is behind.
Yeah, they're not going to lay down together.
I would try to missionary a horse. I'd have to like stabilize them. Because they keep rolling onto one. I'm like, hey, not sexy.
What animal would you fuck? What's your go-to? What's your blink? Say it right now. 3, 2, 1.
A bird of some kind.
Oh, no.
Bird.
I don't think they have the like same anatomy in the same way we do. I think it'd be really confusing.
I don't think you can penetrate a bird. They do eggs. It's
I can penetrate a bird.
With a knife? You'd have to gut a bird and fuck its... Oh, God.
I think once you kill the animal, you're not really... It's not like... That's cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating. You can't kill it. You
could get a cheater.
You could get in a bird's mouth with your tiny dick.
Oh, that's true. My dick is very small. Birds like it.
Bird sized. Bird, really, straight up bird.
Yeah, which bird?
Yeah.
There's tons of birds.
That's the thing. I don't even care. Don't care. I find flight very sexy.
I mean, it is a beautiful gift.
Look at them up there.
So
yeah.
Not, like, fit gay penguins, it has to be a flightful bird.
No, dude, I'm not gay.
Like a parrot, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your eyes
Because they say
up.
Stuff?
Yeah. Tell me I have a big dick. mine would be jaguar.
Wow.
Yeah. They have, like, muscles. As animals.
They do actually have muscles.
Yeah, they have muscles. Yeah.
But they would kill you and eat
they'd
you.
They would eat you. Yeah,
100%. But like, you know.
But when before really different energies, you'd be trying to have sex and it'd be trying to eat dinner.
Yeah. Which is, I like a challenge.
Okay.
Yeah. Do they have dicks?
I don't.
Everything has dicks.
Everything has dicks.
Except for females of the species.
Except for.
And they don't have dicks.
I'm going to look up, do jaguars have dicks? Poll, please. So they have like weird spine. Like I feel like ducks have curly dicks, but like I think a lot of animals have like spine dicks.
Yeah, they have like,
they're like pointy.
They have dick bones.
Yeah.
They kind of stay erect all the time.
Yeah.
Gorillas have dick bones.
Yeah. The dick bone is connected to the... Sorry.
Would you want a dick bone?
No, I'd be so scared I'd break it all the time.
Right.
It'd be so stressful. And you can't like waistband ever.
Could imagine you meet somebody and you're talking to them in a bar and you're like, oh, maybe I'll... I don't know yet. And they're like, just so you know, I have a dick bone. You're like... Well, I gotta know more about that.
Game changer.
I would find a way to naturally work it into conversations a lot. I'd be like, yeah, this other guy I met the other day didn't have a dick bone. I have a dick bone, by the way. That's how I would do it.
That's nice.
You have a dick bone?
Yeah,
that's casual.
I do
have
a dick bone. Yeah,
that's
good.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Would you put it on like your Tinder profile and stuff? Or
6'2" dick bone.
Dick bone question mark? Yes. Intrigue. Whose question was that?